Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
How many horses run? 20?
I think it may be, yeah. Essential Quality is your favorite currently. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio. It's good to have these things back, right? Where it's supposed to be the Masters, where it's supposed to be the Kentucky Derby.
The draft last night with all the people.
The draft.
You know, the bands and everything else going on.
I mean, everybody hated the bands.
Yeah, I know. Do you think that the NFL will ever bring the draft to Cincinnati? Does the NFL realize that Cincinnati has a professional team?
Does Cincinnati realize they do?
No, they do. I mean, they do. They do a good job.
By the way, they gave Jamar Chase a replica jersey, too. I was looking.
Yeah, well, I got an email from the Bengals that apologized for the jersey, but that's all they had.
I'm surprised it wasn't call you got from them.
Well, supply chain issues. And you got to get me in trouble with the Bengal fans. Not the fans, but the organization, because, you know, you're making fun of them while I'm sitting here. And I can't stop you from doing what you're doing because that's your job, is to do what you do.
But the facts are the facts, is that they sent you a replica Joe Burrow jersey when you're one of the great players in their history. They should have sent you an authentic Boomer jersey. That's what I would have done if I was head of marketing over there.
I don't even know if they have marketing. I don't.
They're
an NFL team.
Of course they got marketing. I'll bet you I'll find it. See, now you're going to make me look up the guy's name and embarrass him. That's
it could be a woman.
Bengals front office, office marketing.
Okay.
Find this person.
Can we take a call or two?
Of course. Go ahead.
Let's go to Phil in Long Beach. Phil, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer, Geo.
Hello.
Two things real quick. First of all, I'm going to the Yankee game tomorrow. And I did not even think about that A.J. Hinch thing. So thank you, Jerry Recco, because now I have something to boo about.
As opposed to booing your own team. Yes, that's true.
You know, but number two is, you know, I was watching this draft last night, and like a lot of people, you know, with the second pick, I was wondering, all right, are they going to find a way to screw this up? They always find a way. I was happy they picked Zach Wilson. I didn't think they screwed it up. But I got to say, I was even more excited when they traded with your Vikings, Geo, and they got that lineman, because I just think Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh, you know, these guys, I think they're on the same page and they're actually going to build something here. And it's the first time, you know, even when they drafted Darnold, it didn't feel necessarily like everything was clicking. You know, they didn't have everything together. And it just seems like these two guys, they got it going. And I feel like, you know, this is the foundation for something good. So I feel like for these Jets fans, anybody who's a little worried, anybody who said, maybe we needed Trey Lance, we needed this guy, you know, give it some time. I think they got something good going.
There you go, Phil. All right, little positivity on this post-draft feel-good Friday.
Feel-good Friday, man.
For Christ's sakes. All right, Brian Sells is the name of he's the VP of the Bengals Chief Marketing Officer. So
okay.
Brian Sells, VP, Chief Marketing Officer of the Cincinnati Bengals. He's the guy who sent you the replica
jersey. Brian and the Bengals didn't understand is that when the Jets went through their new jerseys, they sent a beautiful black box. Remember that whole thing?
I still have it in my office.
And they sent all the media members, including yours truly. I played for them. But they sent us all legitimate jerseys that they had Nike made up with all our names on the back of them.
Yeah, I mean, I had one.
That's how you do it. Now, maybe they did that in Cincinnati. I don't know. Maybe that's, you know, that could be something that I don't know if the team does that on their own or they do it in conjunction with Nike, with the, you know, with the rollout of the new uniform and what it looks like. I'm not sure. So I'm not really sure what's, because I don't live there, I don't know.
Yeah, but the Jets, hats off to the Jets, because they did a nice
job.
I
was trying to do the Bengals a solid and say, hey, I'll wear your new uniform. I'd love to wear it because I actually like it.
They went to that sporting goods store. What's the name of that place?
Cook's.
Yeah, they went to Cook's and bought a Joe Burrow jersey on discount and mailed it to
them. No, they may have got it at Fanatics. Who knows? Let's go to Rob in Morristown. Robbie, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer and Gio, how are you guys
doing? Hey, what's going on?
All right, hey, longtime Jet fan here, you know, even prior to the Boomer days over there. Excited about Zach Wilson, obviously. You know, I like his swag. I mean, I do have a concern I want to kind of bring up, want to have your guys' thoughts. And just looking at him on TV, you know, his size and his durability, I mean, he just looks small to me, and, you know, and he looks like a high school kid.
He looks like a boy.
And I'm excited about him, all that. But what are your thoughts about him?
You know?
I'm just worried about his durability.
Well, you know, so far, so he's 6'3 and a half, I believe, and he's 210 pounds. He's about 210 pounds. He's 21 years old. So just for comparison, Aaron Rodgers is 6'2. Steve Young was 6'1. So he's bigger than both of those guys.
But he's got to fill out a little bit.
Right,
he
right. And, you know, when Sam Darnold came back his second year, he looked a lot bigger than he did when they first drafted him. The same thing will be said for Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert next year, and Tua Tagovailoa, for that matter.
What do they say, like boyish figure? That's a thing, right?
Oh,
boyish? Isn't that what they say? Boyish figure? You've heard that before,
right? He's a young
right?
man. He's a kid.
I think a boyish face.
Boyish face. Boyish figure isn't a thing?
We saw a lot of...
Al has like a little boyish figure.
No, I see like Tommy Lugauer seems like he's got
boyish. Yeah, very boyish.
Yeah.
It's the smallest frame, you know, like the tight sort of chest, small chest.
Yeah, thin.
Yeah, thin waisted, boyish.
He's 21.
I know. He's got to fill out, man.
I did see a lot of people on Twitter seemed to be very taken by his mother.
Yeah, Zach Wilson's mom was a thing last night for sure.
Another thing.
Yeah, without a doubt. She was.
And good for you.
Yeah.
Is it Jamin from Pauling? What's happening?
Hey, I'm a BYU alum and Jets fan. And as a BYU alum, I'm excited. As a Jets fan, I just looked at that Coastal Carolina game, and that's what worried me. He had an amazing O-line in college. I mean, just big guys. But Coastal Carolina was the game that... He looked pretty mortal. All the other games, he was awesome.
Well, the Jets are building a pretty massive offensive line around him right now.
I hope so. But, you know, the NFL is a heck of a lot faster, and Coastal Carolina isn't even NFL caliber. And that seemed to be the game where in the first half he was very rattled. Second half he was together and almost won it himself. So,
well, yes. Hold on.
I got a couple questions for you. You're about to hang up on me.
So, Jamin, you went to BYU. Are you a native around the tri-state area here, and you went out there, or tell me your history? Because I want to know the adjustment period from Utah to here for Zach Wilson, that's something that's in my head.
I grew up in Jersey. I went to BYU. I'm a Mormon, so it was kind of a cool experience to be around other Mormons. I didn't have that in Jersey, so that's why I did that. So I've always been kind of aligned to both. But I grew up right by Morristown.
Okay, so
why don't you reach out to Zach Wilson and be his Mormon friend here?
That's right.
Well, Jamin, I mean, for someone who grew like he grew up in Utah, he spent his entire life there, and then he's coming here to be the Jets quarterback. He's going to live in New Jersey. It just seems like, you know, it's putting your life on its side. Do you believe that that's going to be an adjustment period for him?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
I think he'll be fine. He has Southern California roots as well. I think he even bought a house in Southern Cal, from what I read from BYU's websites and such. So I don't see an adjustment at all. I think he'll blend right in. I mean, honestly, from what I read, he's a stand-up guy. He's not going to do anything stupid like other New York athletes have done in the past. So from a Jets standpoint, he's a very safe guy. He's not going to do anything dumb.
All right, good. I mean, I know it's sort of somewhat of a Neanderthal take, but I just know how different it is around here.
Yeah, you are a little bit of a Neanderthal. I've noticed that.
But just in this particular instance, I just feel like you can't get any more far away from what we have here in the tri-state area in this country than Utah. That's the
flyover state.
Yeah, I mean,
I get it.
That's the thing. I mean, we see it all the time. I mean, in and out of the city, the stuff that we're seeing.
There's one other Mormon over there. You know, there you go.
Where?
Well, the last guy that just.
Oh, I thought you meant on the Jets roster. No, but.
Which really, you know, it's not going to have a big deal. It's not going to be a big deal. It's everything the kids wanted his entire life.
The Jets quarterbacks.
But I love the fact that Salah said, "You're not making us, we're making you."
Yeah, no, it's great.
I love that.
And he does exude confidence. And he does seem like he's got it together, and all those things are good. It's just that's a big
like if Rob Saleh were an animal, what kind of animal do you think he'd be?
A lion. A hairless lion.
I was thinking more like, you know those rams that buck their heads together?
Bighorn sheep.
Yeah, bighorn sheep.
Yeah, but they, bighorn sheep.
You know how when they buck their heads together like that and they hit each other?
A bighorn sheep.
That's what I think. Like, he's like a guy that's just going to like go in there and bang his head into you. You got to love that.
Yeah, I agree. But I also think that he's got more of like the King of the Jungle type of thing too going on with him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's the man.
Patty in East Hanover, New Jersey. Patty, what's happening?
What's going on, guys? Feel good Friday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know it.
Listen, you got these Jet fans calling up crying tears. Oh, the Jets were so bad. I hate my face. Shut up. Go look for somebody else. Be a fan, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, the Jets last night, they made the right call. The kid looks exciting. Nobody knows where he's going to be. But you know what? Finally, the Jets have the structure in place for him. And I'll tell you another thing. Joe Douglas, if he knows anything that he's proven, he knows the draft. Because when that pick came up number 14, I saw that green pop up. Man, did I have that adrenaline pumping. Let's go, Jets, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
We were on the air when that happened. We came right back from a break, and then bang, there it was. I thought I was going to be ready to break down the Vikings pick, and it went green, and we were like, oh, let's go. It was perfect. On the air for the pick, it was awesome. So that was exciting. And Joe Douglas went up and got the best guard in the draft. Ken in Jersey City. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
All right. So, Boomer, I had a question for you. When you're in the green room at one of these drafts, they got a bathroom back there?
Yeah, they do, but I wasn't in the green room. I was at my University of Maryland college dorm room, so I did have a bathroom. But I know what you're getting at, because it did look like Mac Jones had to go to the bathroom, didn't it?
Yeah, he had the fist clenched. He was walking real fast. I've been there. We've been there. We've all been there.
There were two things I thought. It was either that or was like sort of like the walk of shame without it being the walk of shame. He kind of like, you know, he had that whole thing going. But people did the side by side with Belichick and him. It was hilarious. It was a weird gait, though. Like, immediately people were talking about his walk.
Yeah, I know. And the way his suit fit. Like, he's got big hips.
He does. He's got, like, childbearing hips.
Yeah, my man Frank Reich would love those hips.
Yeah.
Hey, Avi in Brooklyn. Avi, what's happening? Avi, we lost Avi. Al, you're not doing a good job over there today.
Yeah, I think it's not him. I think that there's two guys. You screen a guy, you put him right up there, you expect him to be there. And twice it hasn't happened. So, I mean, it's just, what can you do? When you take this many calls, there's going to be a lot of duds.
Well, you know, today is a call day because it's the draft day.
I understand. It is a call
day. But Mac Jones did walk kind of weird.
It was right away, Pete Hoffman, who was producing our draft show last night, was like, you see how this guy's walking? Looked up at the TV.
I wonder if the scouts saw that.
Like, Bill Belichick was like, all right, we go Mac Jones. He walks up and goes, oh, God, can we change this?
Change it right now?
Yeah, Bill. So, Mac, did you have to go number two or something? Or did you just get off the Peloton? Or did your ass hurt or any reason? It was very, very odd. But, hey, good for him. Good, go out there. Imagine if Mac Jones turns out to be a perennial Pro Bowler and the Jets are taking another quarterback in 3 years.
Let's hope it happens the other way around. Hey, Al, what did Avi want? Any idea?
I don't remember. What did it say up on his screen?
Something about me having a hots for Rob Saleh.
Oh, yeah, he said, like, you sound like you have the hots for Rob Saleh. You're comparing him to animals.
Bald, big, beautiful bald.
Yeah.
Slamming into things.
Yep. Yeah, right.
It's like my son-in-law likes to slam into things.
And that way you...
What was that, Val?
Okay. Moments you'd like to have back for 500, please. All right. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan. CBS Sports Network and the Odyssey app. We'll take a break. And
there's one caller up there.
Oh. Never mind. We're not going to take a break because we've got a special guest.
All right. Special guest.
It's not Avi in Brooklyn.
No, it's not.
What timing? you want to introduce our special guest there,
yeah,
Boomer?
Yeah, I guess so. It's my son, Gunner. Gunner, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, Dad. Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Gunner? So I guess the reason that we had to talk to you today was we need your take on where you stand on this Aaron Rodgers-Packers situation. Because me and your dad, we're on the Packers side with this, and we think that Aaron's being a little bit of a prima donna and complaining too much. So we want to get it from a Packers fan and someone who's been paying attention to it.
My initial reaction, I think, is just sheer disappointment. And before I do take the Packers side, and I am a shareholder, so I am an owner and I have a stake in this. I will say I was not thrilled with a Jordan Love draft pick last year.
Oh, no.
I'm a BC grad myself, also not super thrilled with that. But the pieces did work last year. I think that Jordan Love did put pressure on Aaron. You know, it's sort of like it harkened back to when Brett was the starting quarterback, and they had Aaron sit back there ready to roll. And there was some animosity, if you remember, to back then. So I think it's sort of history repeating itself all over again. I hope and pray to God that Aaron doesn't leave the Packers, because I don't think Jordan Love is the answer quite yet. But I do agree with you guys that I think having this play out in the media the way it's doing is definitely leaving a bad taste in my mouth. And, you know, I guess we'll see what happens with the rest of the draft here over the next couple of days.
So tell these guys what you told me about Zach Wilson when you watched him play at BYU.
So I will say I was obviously a huge Josh Allen fan, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And I think that probably comes with a little bit of the novelty of watching a Wyoming game. And there isn't quite the same novelty for a BYU game. But I think when I watch Zach Wilson, it reminds me of Josh Allen in the way that when the best player is out there being the best player, he looks like he's having a great time. Like, he's having a blast. And I love that out of college quarterbacks. It reminds me of when Matt Ryan was at BC, and to be a good quarterback, a great player, you know, a mid-major school or a school that's not, you know, highly touted as a school that's going to go to the national championship every year, you got to be really good. You know, you got to have good throws, making really accurate downfield throws to lesser athletic, pieces in the offense. You know, he's not throwing to, he's not making the same throws to the same players that Trevor Lawrence is making over at Clemson. I will say my spiciest take of all, though, is that I think the Jets probably should have lost every single game last year. And they blew it by not doing that.
Yeah. No, I said the same thing at the time. And Zach Wilson sort of, in my opinion, came out of nowhere because it was all about Trevor Lawrence. And then when they won that game against the Rams, everybody turned their attention. Well, Justin Fields, would they draft Justin Fields? And maybe they'll hang on to Sam. And then Zach Wilson burst onto the scene and was like, well, of course it was going to be Zach Wilson number two. But that wasn't the take at the time when they won that game. I just hope this wasn't an over-evaluation because the Jets desperately needed a quarterback.
Yeah, I will say, my one thing is I was super bullish on Zach Wilson until I saw the mirror selfie last night where he looks like he's going to his first day on the investment banking analyst desk at the office. Yeah. He's not really a first-round quarterback looking like in that photo. Maybe he should be on TikTok or something.
Yeah. Well, no, we appreciate you calling in. You nailed the Josh Allen one. That was a big one. Your dad kind of stole that take and made it his own and claimed as he knew it. But
of course,
really,
yeah.
Really, it was Gunner behind Gunner, it the whole
but
time.
But I gave him credit.
No, you did. But
yeah,
then,
no, yes, he has. He has given me full. He has given me credit among like our social circles and stuff like that. But he's got the radio show. He gets paid to do this. You know, don't think that this isn't the first time that I've been giving my thoughts and input that I've found on TV in some way over his 15-year career doing this.
You're right. Very, very accurate. So, all right, you doing all right?
Yeah, things are good. Give me a 30-second PSA. If you haven't gotten the vaccine yet, make sure you do it. They're safe, effective. And I got to say that people like me with CF, your friends, family, brother, sister, parents living with cancer, autoimmune disease, we need you to get vaccinated. That's how we will reap the best benefits of this and bring the pandemic to the end. So thank you to everyone who's already done that. If you haven't done it yet, make sure you get out there and schedule. They are available everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah, and by the way, you'll be happy to know that the entire Boomer and Geo staff has gotten at least one shot. Most of us have gotten our second. Al's the one who's a little bit of a straggler, but he's on his way. He got his first shot, so we're all good here, Gunn.
Love that. Love to hear it.
All right, very good, man. It's great hearing your voice, great talking to you, and I'm glad that you take our side with Aaron Rodgers. I was ready to fight you this morning on that, but we're in alignment, so no fighting.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Jay. See you, bud. Love you.
Bye.
All right, so that's a good kid, man.
Yeah, I hadn't known he was a good kid until now, really. I thought all the way the things you've said
about
him.
He's not even a kid, man. He's a man now.
I know. He's 30 years old, for crying out loud.
Homeowner, getting married, all sorts of crazy stuff.
He's the best. He really is the best. Me and him, we shared in a lot of...
commiseration when it came to softball.
Yes, that's exactly the word I was looking for.
Yeah,
thank
you. Yeah, but I wasn't going to play favorites. You know that.
Yeah, or us at all.
No, I played you guys.
We had a great time.
You could not accuse me of being like one of those helicopter dads that his kids got to do everything, right?
No. I remember you ripping Gunner a new one when he forgot his jersey. That was great.
Yeah.
You lost your jersey.
How about when he kept dropping the ball at second base? You remember that?
Yeah, I know, but he made a good play there. We're watching the highlight. Gunned him down at home.
So the funny thing about that was over at Fort Hamilton in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt and Randy are out in left center field. And they watch Gunner drop two balls at second base. And they know that I'm just actually ready to snap.
Yeah. I know.
And then he drops a third one.
Yeah.
And the guy's safe at second. But somehow he picks up the ball. And he throws it like Aaron Rodgers, the home plate. The Joe Guerrero of all
people. Joe Guerrero puts the tag on him. And then started mouthing off to the guy that he threw out, the Army guy. Yeah, ain't your day, Sergeant.
Unbelievable. Oh, that was so great.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Joe knows fish, and Joe knows that you're out. Suck on my glove. Boom.
Two more opposite guys.
Gunner and Joe G. I know.
But Gunner picked it up and fired it from the outfield.
Yeah, I've told this story maybe far too many times. There'd at least be somebody who hasn't heard this yet. It was a day I was having a day like that where out on the field, couldn't get a hit, couldn't do anything right defensively. And I come back to the dugout and you're like, gee, you're out. Take a seat. And I sit down on the bench and Gunner comes over and he sits next to me. He doesn't even look at me. He's just looking straight ahead. He goes, I know exactly where you're at right now.
His whole life is like that.
I know. It made me feel good. It did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's happening, Jerry?
All right, we're brought to you by Dell Technologies. We've heard from the Jets and Giants all morning. I went and I found, so Dave Gettleman did speak last night. And so one of the things he discussed was the fact, if you remember going back to the pre-draft press conference, he was asked about never trading back and down.
Not getting fleeced.
Right. That's exactly what he said. Well, in this case, he did trade back, as we know.
So we made it. We did it. So we added a 1 and a 4 1 and a 5 next year and a 4 this year, or vice versa. And got some ammunition for another pick for this year and two more for next year. So We're very pleased we were able to make the trade.
Really annoying watching that.
Does he even know what he did?
Oh, I have no idea.
I mean, the Giants got they got the 20th overall pick this year.
Correct.
The fifth round pick this year.
Yeah.
And then a first and a fourth round pick next year.
And Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, young Joker.
Right.
And I could just see the headline now. Confused Dave Gettleman plays bongos after draft.
I'm glad you picked up on it. It was annoying.
Yeah, no. Dave. By the way, the Eagles made the decision easy for him.
Yes. Yes. No
one
doubt.
And a four, four, and a five, and a six, and a four. Next year, this year, 2024, whatever we did.
Four. Yeah. So that's what they did. We know the Jets, of course, with Zach Wilson, also traded up with Minnesota to take USC guard Elijah Vera Tucker. Here was Joe Douglas. He really likes what he did.
I feel like this ball club's improved, and I feel good about the two people and players that we brought in. And
the guard probably underrated because he's a guard. In terms of Wilson, he's the big ticket item, as we know. And he was asked on NFL Network how he thinks he'll do in New York.
Just like every a new situation that comes up in my life, I'm going to get everything I have. I'm going to, you know, find a new brotherhood and be able to connect with those guys and get everything I have with them.
Poor kid. So we shall see how that works out for him.
What?
What's that?
What do you mean, poor kid?
Because he's got such great dreams.
Yeah.
We'll see. You never know. Maybe he will turn out to be the next Joe Namath.
So are you down on Zach Wilson because of the Jets' history?
I don't know anything about him. I have no idea.
But you just think chances are, because it's the Jets, it's not going to work out.
Chances are it has not worked out over the years. Although that's not fair, because Chad Pennington worked out. He didn't win a Super Bowl, but he was a damn good quarterback.
And then they replaced him with Brett Favre,
who was doing just fine until he hurt himself and decided not to tell anybody.
Yeah, I just... You know, kid's got a dream, man, and you got to go for it. He seems like he has the personality.
We're all just here, and one day we're all not. Okay. And the world's going to keep spinning, and we'll be forgotten. Words from Kyle Shanahan.
Not if he wins the Super Bowl.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. We'll be remembered forever and ever and ever. The Niners did take Trey Lance out of North Dakota State, as we know. Kyle Pitts to the Falcons, Bengals with Ja'Marr Chase at five. Here was Justin Fields. So he goes to Chicago. Here was his reaction to that. You're going to love this, G.
I'm the kind of guy that thinks that everything happens for a reason. So I think, you know, this is God's plan for me to be a Bear. So I'm more than excited, and I'm, you know, more than ready to get up there for sure.
God's plan. God's plan.
Yes, a little Drake action.
Drake song. Yeah, I'm sure God's up there looking down. You know, I think it's about time the Bears got their quarterback. It's been 100 years.
Been a lot of praying going on in Chicago.
Right. I'll answer the prayers now. Fine. I mean, you guys went through hell. Pardon my, you know. I didn't mean to say that, but yeah, with Trubisky, so.
What about QB1, Andy Dalton?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They lied to his face.
No, they're paying him $10 million.
Yeah, they told him he was QB1.
Well, right now he is.
Yeah, he's going to lose that job quick.
You would think. And then you also had the whole Aaron Rodgers situation. Here was Brian Gutekunst, their GM, who was asked if there's any truth to the report that they will be trading Rodgers this offseason.
It's absolutely false. There's no truth to that whatsoever. You know, sitting with Jason Waller's through some of this, there's a lot of false reporting going on right now.
Yeah, a lot of false reporting. Now, John Lynch did mention in his press conference that, yes, they did make a phone call, the Niners did, just to at least inquire because of what they were hearing throughout the day, but it didn't go very far. And so we'll see what Rodgers does, if he plans to not show up or if he does plan to go back and play.
Any follow-up from the Mark Schlereth tweet from last night?
What did he do? I don't know what
he
tweeted.
Well, he basically said that it was basically done, that Aaron Rodgers was going to the Broncos.
He's turned into a real bloviating balloon head. That Mark Schlereth.
A bloviating balloon head?
He has, yeah.
What is... Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I never heard of bloviating before.
Bloviating is the word.
Or that.
Yeah, bloviating.
Well, I've heard of that.
Yeah. So that's why you sent it to me. I said, I don't believe it. He's just that guy now. He just says a bunch of stuff.
I would think that, you know, as a former teammate of, what, John Elway, that he would have some inside knowledge, inside, you know, information coming his way, maybe?
Well, so... At some point, Aaron Rodgers might get traded to the Broncos, but as of last night when he said it was a done deal and he was going there, he's wrong. So he was wrong about that. So continue to bloviate.
Yeah, well, you know, I was wrong about the Mets, you know, scouting Matt Harvey and maybe reunion. And then a year later, you find out, oh, man, yeah, it was definitely going on.
Yeah, well.
Understood. Tonight, rounds 2 and 3 of the draft as it continues. The Nets beat the Pacers 130-113. No Harden, as we know. No Kyrie Irving last night. His groin was bothering him. So Kevin Durant took the reins. He had 42. Got a lot of help from Alize Johnson. 20 points, 21 rebounds off the bench for Alize, as they call him. And so tonight,
that's
back to
name. That's what they call him.
Yeah, right. That's what I said. That's what they call him, Alize. Right. Yeah, like we call you G.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And but Boomer's the, boom.
Yeah, Alize.
Yeah, Alize, yeah. Nets Blazers tonight, that's on the Fan. Nets now have a game and a half lead on Philly, first place in the East. Nets 23 games over 500, 43-20.
So that means Durant's groin's going to hurt him tonight.
I think this could be like a load management type game. It's a back-to-back on the road. They traveled.
Yeah, but they can't say load management.
And they've got the stay ready crew ready.
Yeah, if they say load management, they get fined by the NBA.
They might. It's certainly possible. And they have actually doled out a few fines this year so far to teams that have done this. But Kyrie Irving, his groin might magically be better. So we shall see later tonight. As for the baseball, Yankees open up a series with the Tigers tonight. Also, you got Aaron Boone with Carton and Roberts on the Fan at 5 o'clock. The Yankees in its entirety on Sports Radio 66 WFAN AM. The pregame coverage and part of that game right after Carton and Roberts. Mets in Philadelphia to take on the Phillies tonight. You got Marcus Stroman and Chase Anderson. And the Islanders shut out the Rangers 4-0. Semyon Varlamov, 25 saves for the shutout. He's the first goalie ever to shut out the Rangers 3 times in a single season at Madison Square
it's
Garden.
Yeah, well, they're playing each other 8 times this season.
Again, but not 8 times at the Garden.
Yeah, only 4 times.
Right, well, he shut them out 3 times at the Garden.
Yeah, well, you can't score if you don't shoot.
Right, the definition of a shutout, no goals.
Right.
And that's what the Rangers did last night. So they're 6 points.
They got schooled and pushed around, and they see how far away they really are.
So close yet so far away. And the Devils beat the Flyers 5-3. Time now for what they call Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it.
Moment of the Day!
All right, so now that the Giants selected a wide receiver that is also a rapper, we were going through some popular artist names that are out there.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah.
Lil Jean. Lil Baby.
Little Al.
There's Lil Tecca.
Isn't there Lil Elvis?
Lil Nas, there could be. And Lil Yachty.
Where did I hear Lil Elvis from?
That was the nickname for, you know.
No, what?
What?
Lil Elvis? I think that's a reference to your to manhood.
Is it?
I think so.
You call yours Lil Elvis?
I don't. But I think that's a common name.
Boomer calls his Lil Refrigerator Perry.
Oh, boy.
King Pipeline.
You guys have a wonderful weekend. Moment of the Day.
Very good, Jerry. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Second round of the draft starts later on. We'll see if there's as many bells and whistles as there was last night. They pulled out that Goodell chair and stuck a fan in there. Fan, it was always like an older fan who seemed confused about why the hell they were there. Like, you see the Bills guy?
Yeah, but they showed him the card before he went up there to announce it.
Yeah, but they
it's
always
a big thing, you know. And then, of course, he had to have his little patch on that said he was vaccinated.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. God.
And the hugging was back and the swaying.
That was good. You know, the NFL tries to be as normal as possible.
Hug and sway.
Right?
Hug and sway.
I thought Micah Parsons was going to throw him to the ground. He hugged him so hard.
Boy, he jumped on him. So when you hug like that, do you sway?
I don't hug and sway, no. I'm not really a big hug guy.
I don't think that I've hugged and swayed ever, but that's the, like, and they just do it. Like, that's the thing that Goodell does with every player. It's like they know to do that. It's like the move. It's so strange. Do you ever see anybody just hugging and swaying? Except for Goodell? It's like almost like
What does Adam Silver do?
I think he handshakes.
There is no way that Gary Bettman's a hug and swayer.
No, I mean, Goodell's just so over the top.
Neither is Rob Manfred, by the way. It's like, that would take too long.
I mean, the Micah Parsons one got uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It did. Because he was like, I wouldn't let him go. He's like, like they knew each other. You know, it's like the hug and sway that happens there with Goodell is like fraternity brothers who hadn't seen each other in 20 years for one reason or another.
It used to be bro hugs, but they're not even that now.
No, these are like full blown. It's uncomfortable. I don't even know what the word I'm looking for, but it's totally uncomfortable.
Very New York governor-ish.
You think these are grow pugs? Is that where you go with this?
I don't know, man.
It's just a hug and sway.
The whole thing's weird.
It is. I would have to agree with that. It is weird. I mean, but that's, on one hand, I was happy that all this stuff was back last night. But then on the other hand, I was annoyed that all of it was back because we love the draft for the picks. We want to get to the picks. We don't need the Kings of Leon and that song.
TV show, man. That's what it is. Got to get all those sponsors in, man. Got to make sure people are aligned and wake up and remember that the draft is starting.
Sleepy douche. Because I'm a sleeping douche. Yeah. Because I'm a sleepy douche. Everybody's screaming at the TV. Come on! Let's pick the two guys we already know that are going to be there. I guess you just started with number three.
They milked the hell out of us, what they did.
Why, if you're Trevor Lawrence, why aren't you there?
Because you're Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I know, but you haven't done anything yet in the NFL. Like, show up there.
Yeah, but he's been the anointed one since high school.
Yeah, but don't you want to, if I'm Trevor Lawrence, I want to just absorb every minute of that thing. I'm the number one overall pick in the draft. I want to be there. I want to hug and sway Goodell. I want to be the toast of the town. I'm not giving that moment to somebody else. I want my green room.
Especially with that flow.
Yeah. I mean, I know he's there with his family, but his family could have been there in the green room, too.
That's Cleveland.
That is true. It was Cleveland.
You think he would have been there had it been Vegas?
I don't know. He doesn't seem like a big partier. Maybe would have been there.
I know Zach Wilson's not.
No, he's not a big partier either, but he was there. He was definitely, I think you got to be, regardless, you got to be there.
And I feel like you have to be there. You should be there, and you should show the respect to the league.
And I think it was Jamar Chase. You'll probably remember, but I think it was Jamar Chase. When his name was called, he just walked out of the thing. He didn't, like, hug anybody or anything that was there. He just walked right out. They're like, Jamar Chase, wide receiver, LSU. He just got up and just walked away. Like, all the people were ready to hug him, and yeah. He just walked right out.
And he's ready to break all the Bengal records.
He is. He's only 6 foot.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of these guys, it's really, it's about the athleticism, the ability to snatch the ball. He probably has big hands.
I'm sure he's got big hands. Now, remember the last season that Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson played together, Jamar Chase was the better player of those two. Justin Jefferson just, you know, had the season that he had. So,
well, they also had Joe Burrow.
That's right. They did have him.
And now he's going to have Joe Burrow all over again with T. Higgins, by the way.
Watch out. Bengals football coming your way. New jerseys, new regime.
Well, not a new regime. Same regime.
New players. Ring
Some
of Honor.
New players, yeah. Well, maybe.
Ring of Honor's coming. It's just, I'm telling you, everything's changed.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.